Welcome to the Thursday, April 12th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Nets Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. There is one important issue I didn't cover yesterday, in part because we had so many Microsoft patches to go over, and this is a vulnerability in Samba. Now, Samba is an open source implementation of Microsoft's file sharing or the SMB protocol. The reason why this vulnerability is such a big deal is not only that Samba is very popular software, it comes with pretty much any Linux distribution, it's also that the vulnerability allows remote code execution as the root user without any kind of authentication. And that's a big deal. Now, the problem you may run into with this vulnerability is to get a good inventory of all the systems running Samba in your environment. All recent versions of Samba are vulnerable, starting with version 3.0 up to 3.6.3. Now, the problem with Samba is a lot of embedded systems are using it. For example, if you have one of those network storage systems, it's very likely running Samba. Samba also has been used by Apple in the past. However, recently Apple switched over to its own implementation of SMB, and it never actually implemented Samba 3 on OS X. So if you have an old OS X system around, it's probably safe. I would double check just to make sure that nobody, for whatever reason, kind of installed a newer version of it. So first thing to do is make sure that you get a good inventory of all the systems that are running Samba. Like I said, don't forget these embedded systems, and then figure out what the respective vendors are doing with respect to patches. Of course, the Samba project itself has a patch for it, but you probably don't want to go back and compile things from source, so you're somewhat here up to the mercy of the vendor of your particular Linux distribution. Alternatives or other workarounds for this, there aren't really any that are too valuable. Yes, you can apply a firewall, but you already should have a firewall at your perimeter filtering these calls. Also, the host allow directive within the Samba configuration can limit Samba access to certain hosts, very similar to a firewall. So look at these two mitigation methods and make sure you apply them as tightly as possible until the vendor of your distribution comes out with a permanent fix. And well, I think it has been a while until we had one of those certified pre-pwned stories where a USB device or a memory card came with a virus pre-installed. This time it's up to Hewlett-Packard to break the news that HP ProCurve 5400 CL switches may have come with a flash card that contained a virus. Those flash cards don't do any damage to the switch itself. However, if you should plug in one of those cards into a PC, it may get infected. These cards were shipped after April 30th, 2011. So if you purchased one of those switches in the last year, you should read the HP bulletin with respect to that and be very careful with these flashcards. And then we have an interesting diary by Mark Baggett. He's writing about some odd directory names in Windows that he discovered. Essentially, these directory names, you can create them with the normal make dir command. They use a variation of quotes and dots and spaces. And if you chain them with each other in the right order, then those directories become semi-invisible. If you're trying to reach them with the standard Windows Explorer, you get an error message. You will have a hard time deleting them. Some programs can't see them. So an interesting little challenge here. I won't try to spell out the exact incantation that you need to use in order to create those directories, but check Mark's diary and see if you can reproduce it, or if you can sort of find some of the root cause behind this odd behavior. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.